This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR bullets. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us now from the beautiful climes of Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. That is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks. Good to be with you.
Fresh off of GRPC.
I'm back.
What were your thoughts on GRPC?
Well, first, it was the first non-virtual one since 2019, so it was good to see that many gun rights supporters in one room at one time. Once again, it was in Dallas this year, so it was not a long drive for me. And it was very much along the lines of past GIPC. So it was a number of people who work and toil in the gun rights community, coming together and to, talk about what they found, what they learned, what they know, and just to sort of preach the gospel.
You know, there was one of the guys that was there, Lee Williams. I would like to come to that just simply because of an article he wrote.
I met Lee.
According to what he wrote, the gun media is actually not that big of an entity. And that's taken into account the blogs that are big, the blogs that are little, the YouTube channels, the podcasts. It's really not that big.
It's true. He's absolutely right. So did he just publish this?
It's a fairly recent one. He published it within the last two or three weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to read that.
Yeah, it's on Substack. Well, you know where, I know you republished some of his stuff. But the interesting thing that I would find about this is that did that get brought up? Is there any sort of a workshop on that kind of thing where they're out there going, you know, there's really not that many of us out here and we should try to do something about that?
Not specifically that, but I was on a panel with Mark Walters and AWR Hawkins and Dean Weingarten, and we all talked about digital media and that type of thing, and just the fact that that it is out there, and, you know, and it takes support from the gun community to keep us going, and, you know, listen to what, read what we write, and listen to what we say, and keep people like them and you and the Truth About Guns going and reporting out there, because obviously you don't hear much of what we write about in the news. You know, unless it's a huge story, it's not going to make it into the regular news, and even then it's going to be framed in the worst possible light most of the time. So if you want to keep abreast of what's happening, what it means, what it's likely to result in, and how it may affect you, it behooves you to keep up with the gun media that's out there and support them.
Well, that's the important part, isn't it? Because one of the things that I took away from my time with Larry Pratt was he told me, he said, you can't be an advocate unless you can pay the rent.
This is true.
And sometimes I think in the gun community that sort of gets lost.
Absolutely. And Larry was there, too, over the weekend. And he spoke as well.
Larry Pratt was there.
He was there.
How is he? How's he looking? I haven't talked to him in a long time. Okay, good. Good deal. Well, that's the thing. I sometimes look at some of this stuff, and I mean, it's not about. Everybody should come and hang out with us when we go to like the NRA show or something, because we're not exactly living high on the hog while we're there in the venue, wherever it is.
No. Most of us travel there in a shoestring,
yeah.
And we're there to do a job, and we work our butts off to bring that news. And I should clarify, Larry Pratt was not there. Eric Pratt was there.
Oh, okay.
So, I should have made that clear. Anyway, you're right. Yeah, I mean, we travel around. We go to SHOT Show. We go to the NRA. Some of us go to NASGW. We go to other regional things around the country. You know, people like SIG are not putting on SIG Freedom Days. And there's a lot of these things around the country, and they're great. And they're great ways to see new products and talk to people who have the same interests as you do. And a lot of us are out there as well, reporting on all that and kind of bringing you some news. So we do what we can as much as we can. And the support from your listeners and my readers is what makes all that kind of thing happen.
You know, the interesting thing you just brought up is talking about new products. And I'm beginning to wonder, just me, myself, and I, I have handguns and long guns. Have they gone the way now of the iPhone? Because the iPhone is not exactly, from year to year, there's not a whole bunch of changing going on with the iPhone ecosystem. They might get a better camera or something. And with guns and new products and everything else, with these shows and everything, it's always been about, look at this brand new thing that we've got. But is that slowing down? Have we reached the zenith in development? Is the next big thing going to be electromagnetic rifles or what?
I don't know. The change does seem to be more evolutionary rather than revolutionary.
Right.
Over in recent years, and of course now the big move is to the double stack, the single stack and a half Micro 9,
right,
that are so popular and that everybody is producing. These things go in phases. They become trendy and they become the new thing. You know, 10 years ago when I was first in this, little mouse guns, 380 mouse guns were the thing that everybody wanted and everybody had to have. You know, the LCP came out and sort of a follow-on to the Kel-Tec P380, and everybody had to have something like that and make a gun like that. And now it's, you know, after SIG managed to stuff 10 plus one rounds into a little 9mm.
Yeah.
Now everybody does it. So, these things go in waves, and I don't know what the next thing is going to be. But you're right; it's mostly just an update,
a refinement
to current design.
Yeah,
exactly, a refinement, and who knows what the next thing will be.
We can talk about this in the next segment because we've got the first break coming up. But I wanted to ask you about this before we move on to the news of the day from thetruthaboutguns.com. But for those of you who are looking for the news of the day, as it pertains to the gun culture, thetruthaboutguns.com is the one that is out there all day, every day. Even when Dan was gone, Dan was working and submitting stories, his writers were working and submitting stories, it never stops, it never ceases, it never fails to update. And that's where you need to go if you're looking for the latest in the gun culture or in gun news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. and we were just talking about the shows and everything, and we were talking about how guns nowadays seem to have gone from revolutionary to evolutionary. And one thing that I have noticed, though, Dan, is that when the SIG P365, as an aside, came out, in the amount of time that it has been out, there have been a lot of other companies come out with that sort of gun. That's where, actually, somebody comes out with a really good idea, and then the other gun companies sort of say, yeah, I want some of that action. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely. I mean, they'd be crazy not to. SIG came out with a 365, and everybody saw the incredible popularity of it and figured, you know, and I'm sure they all kicked themselves in the butt and said, why didn't we do that? Well, we can. And they figured out that they could, so they did. And it wasn't much longer between Springfield, before Springfield had the Hellcat, and Smith had the Shield Plus, and I can't remember the name of Ruger's, and Timber's got one, and a lot of people are making them now because that's what people want. People figure, if I can carry, you know, a Glock 19 level ammunition loads in a little almost pocketable pistol, why wouldn't I? So that's happening.
Well, one of the things that I've gotten a hold of a Taurus G3. And when I put it right
incredibly
beside,
impressive little gun.
Yeah, well, that's what I keep hearing. I mean, I hear all of these people telling me that's a really good gun. But I mean, it's a mm-hmm. really good gun for $250.
Exactly.
That's one of those price points. You know, that's how much my, yeah. That's why I have my Mossberg Maverick M88. Because it's such a solid gun, but at the same time, it's a $250 gun.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the next point where the line, as far as quality with guns nowadays, is beginning to blur, isn't it, between the name brands?
Yeah, we are living in just the golden age. You know, we started reviewing guns, 11 years ago when we first started publishing. And we took that really seriously because, you know, people rely on their handguns to protect themselves, their families. You know, it's not like you buy a toaster and if it breaks, oops, oh well, I blew $40. This is something that you're relying on, your life is depending on, potentially. So we took that really seriously. And even back then, you'd occasionally run into guns that were not good. Guns that just didn't do what they were supposed to do. We reviewed some guns that just, you wonder how they were ever produced. The Remington R51, the original, comes immediately to mind.
Yeah.
But I can't remember the last time I've seen a gun anywhere like that. Gun makers now are producing very good quality guns that do what they're supposed to do and do it well and do it reliably. And the guns that don't do everything they should or do it as well as they should are very rare now. You're right. The 365s and the Hellcats and the Shield Pluses and all those are all around, 500, 550, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there are other options. Of course, there's always been. But there, if you don't want to spend that much, there's the Tauruses of the world that make these guns in the $200 to $300 range too, for people who just don't have the money. And Tauruses really, I've found, improve their quality greatly in the last couple of years. And the designs are wonderful. The G3 and now the G4. We just got one of their new G4 guns in to review as well, and they're pretty impressive guns for a really good price.
Yeah, I'm thinking real serious about doing a versus with the Taurus G3 versus the SIG P365.
Mm-hmm.
And see what I get out of that. Because my biggest problem with the P365 is the size of the grip. They slimmed it down and made it really easy to carry.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, for my hand, they slimmed it down just a skosh too much.
Yeah, and that definitely isn't a small thing. I've got really small hands, so it works for me. But the nice thing about all these guns, all these micro compacts with high capacity, is there are some in almost every size. If you've got a bigger hand, try the the Shield Plus, that's definitely got a bigger, deeper grip for that would work much better for somebody with large hands where a 365 might not. So, yeah, there's something out there for everybody.
Yeah. He's gotten good. I guess probably the most radical design was actually sort of a play on other designs out there that I've seen recently is that Luago Alien, which I've never held. I've only seen a few people shoot it. I've never seen anybody shoot it in the flesh. And that's nothing really radical to me. It's just they've got the inside the slide like CZ does, and they've got the top. They've got everything else being stationary like a lot of these guys with compensators have started doing and porting.
Mm-hmm.
So they combined that, and supposedly the gun is just absolutely monumental. But in the same token, I've never seen one, and it's a $5,000 gun.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a gun that everybody's going to want to run down to their local gun store and pick up.
Let me get two. I'll take two. Thank you. I'll take two.
Okay.
One for each side. One for each hand. I'll be double fisting it. Anyway, I just find that interesting. It'll be interesting to see if anything new comes out that we would consider new at SHOT Show, or if it's just going to be... do you think these shows are slowly turning into something where it just becomes a networking opportunity?
Oh, a lot of that has been that way. But just from talking anecdotally to some gun makers, yeah, a lot of them seem to be doing less actual business there. And more waving the flag and marketing and networking as well at these things. And a lot of them are reevaluating whether they want to continue to do that because it's not an inexpensive proposition to go to NRA or to go to SHOT Show. It's very costs a lot of money, a lot of time on a lot of people's part.
SIG pulled out of it, right? SIG no longer goes.
They were not at SHOT Show last year, and I know they weren't at NRA as well. And that may have something to do. I don't know if last year had a lot of people pulled out last year because of COVID. Right. It'll be interesting to see if they're there this year. And of course, now they're putting on their Freedom Day shows around the country. I don't know if they're going to take more of a tack of going more toward the retail buyer, which obviously SHOT Show isn't. A lot of companies are examining these things and trying to see what's what.
Hang on for me if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel this week to Puerto Rico, then Florida, after two hurricanes ravished the two areas.
Yes, sir. We owe Puerto Rico a hell of a lot more than they've already gotten.
Today, they will be in Puerto Rico to survey damage from Hurricane Fiona, which killed more than 24 people on the island last month, officials have said. The Supreme Court has ruled that Dominion Voting System's defamation lawsuit against MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell can proceed. Lindell was hit with a $1.3 billion suit after alleging that Dominion's equipment intentionally rigged the vote count in Biden's favor. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And the Supreme Court has started a new term, and they have decided to not hear a case that I would have thought they would have picked up. Your thoughts on this, sir?
Yeah, today is first Monday in October, so the court's back in session, and this morning they announced that they denied cert in actually two cases, both of which challenged the ATF's classification of bump stocks as machine guns. One is Apogean versus Garland. The other one was Gun Owners of America versus Garland. And basically what they were doing was, this was a challenge to Chevron deference, and that is the legal view that the regulatory agencies like the ATF or an Environmental Protection Agency, whatever, have broad rulemaking power to interpret the laws that Congress writes. And both of these cases challenged the ATF's ruling that a bump stock is a machine gun, and said that under the NFA, I believe is how they were termed, and don't confuse me with an attorney, but that under the NFA, that the a bump stock, a piece of plastic, can be regulated like a machine gun. The court has shown a lot of interest in taking these kinds of cases in the past, that have aimed at reining in the regulatory state. But, and obviously in the last term, they certainly
took a big gun control case in Bruin. So they've shown the willingness to do both, but they turned down the opportunity to grab these. Obviously, there are hundreds, probably thousands of cases that are applied for cert every year, and the court certainly can't take them all, and they turned both of these down, so the bump stock ban will stand at least for now.
Now, it's interesting that they turned it down, though, because in 2010, under Obama, like you said, they said no. Do you think this is them responding? And in light of what's coming out now about this FBI report coming out of Las Vegas, where they're saying that there were NFA items there versus, you know, everybody else thought it was, everybody said, everybody told everybody it was the bump stock, right? And that was, go ahead.
Yeah, nothing there was an NFA item at the time that I'm aware of.
Right.
The shooter there did reportedly have bump stocks, but bump stocks were perfectly legal and were not regulated at the time under the NFA. It was the result of that shooting that caused the Trump administration to say, well, it's just about one of the bump stocks, and basically commanded the ATF to do so.
Have you seen all that stuff coming out about that?
I have not had a chance to read through all that. I know of it, but I have not had a chance to read through.
The alphabet agencies are dueling right now because on the one hand you got the FBI saying they were NFA items, and on the other hand you got the ATF saying we don't know because we never got to look at them.
Yeah.
Because in order for it to be an NFA item. At the time, it would have had to have either been a short-barreled rifle, it would have had to have been a rifle affixed with a suppressor, or it would have had to have been a fully automatic rifle. And I'd be willing
that's what you would think.
Yeah. Well, the thing with that, though, and I don't, when we're talking about this, while it sort of sounds sort of vague what we're describing, if it was a fully automatic rifle, that means it's a Vietnam-era M16.
Possibly an illegally modified.
An illegally modified AR. One, which would not be an NFA item, though, right? Am I right about that part?
NFA regulated, regulable, if that's the word.
Right.
But certainly not, probably not that one that's registered in the NFA with tax paid and all that.
Because I don't think there's any A2s, and I wouldn't know this. There's no way for me to know this, but it seems like when I was in the Army, we got the A2 in 1986, which is the same time the Hughes Amendment came out. So they would all have to be Vietnam-era Mattel handguard M16s.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading the FBI, what the FBI says was allegedly there. And I don't even know if the report details anything. My guess is that it probably doesn't. But we will see. Again, this is we just passed the 5th anniversary of the Las Vegas shooting.
And we still don't know.
Nobody has ever come up with exactly. Nobody knows anything about that shooting. People know more about the San Bernardino shooters or the Fort Hood shooter or any other mass shooter you can think of. But the perpetrator of the worst mass shooting in American history, nobody knows anything about still 5 years later. And there seems to be very little curiosity about it, either.
Well, it's not due to lack of curiosity. It's just due to lack of material out there on it for me. I mean, one of the things, I would love to know what happened to Stephen Paddock. Not how he ended up. How he died is, if he was the shooter, that's of little consequence to me. I'd just like to know why he was the shooter. Because he certainly didn't have the background for that, did he?
Not that I read. You never know what goes through someone's mind, what motivates some of these people. I've heard all sorts of stories, but again, for the size and the prominence of what happened. The media has done unbelievably little to uncover who he was, what he was, why he may have done what he did. We know more about that the stupid little kid in Highland Park who ran around in a dress after opening fire on the 4th of July crowd than we know about Stephen Paddock.
Right.
So, yeah, no, we don't know. In any case, the Bump Stock Band that resulted from all that is going to be with us for the foreseeable future.
For a bit, anyway. I wonder how it was presented, and I wonder if it had more to do with just the way the case was put together and everything else. We don't, and since I'm not a lawyer, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference, quite honestly. I need to get a lawyer on to ask him about that. But that sometimes has a lot to do with whether they take it or not, right?
It certainly can't. The court never explains why or why it didn't take certain cases. They don't comment very often at all on cases where they reject cert. So we won't know exactly what went into their decision here. But who knows, there may be other cases pending where Chevron deference might be a key issue. Maybe they want to stay away from the gun control issue for a little while after last term. Who knows? You know, it's hard to try to divine what's going through the mind of nine justices.
That could be a thing. Is Ketanji Brown Jackson, is she seated now? She's seated,
yes,
isn't she?
She is, absolutely.
I don't know if that would be changing anything or not. Coming up on the next break, this article ripped right off the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you should go for the latest in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And let's go to Senator Stolen Valor, donning Dick Blumenthal. He made the news. He you know, every time he stands up there and talks, he reminds me of one of those Marvel characters, like what is it, Darkseid, or you know, he looks like an arch villain to me. He could have been Dr. No.
I don't follow all the Marvel characters and all that, but I can imagine that this guy just looks like, you know, where his oiliness is his superpower or something like that, or his slippery nature. I don't think America's gun owners realize how fortunate they are to have somebody like Dick Blumenthal in Connecticut protecting our privacy rights and defending us against attempts to create illegal gun registries in this country. And without people like Dick, who are always vigilant and always out there looking out for our best interests, who knows what would happen?
Who could tell?
It would be a dark, dark world. But fortunately, we have him. On Friday, he leaked a letter he wrote to the NFSF, in which he accused them of creating an illegal gun registry. Somehow, back in, I don't know if your listeners remember, but back in the early days of the Trump administration in 2016, during the whole Russiagate hoax and all that, they attacked a company called Cambridge Analytica for doing data mining and allegedly conspiring with the Russians or something. I think it was all disproven and all it was all a big nothing burger. But Cambridge Analytica was trashed and it went out of business and it's long gone. Well, when all the information came out of Cambridge Analytica and a lot of documents were examined, back then, they found that some information that that company had produced for another client was used by the NSSF. And the Daily Beast and Senator Blumenthal claimed that the NSSF is sucking up warranty registration information from all of its member companies to create a gun, an illegal gun registry. That, of course, is utter garbage. That's not what happened at all. The NSSF runs an annual pro-gun political campaign called Gun Vote, where they encourage people to vote for candidates that respect and defend the Second Amendment. Shocking, huh? Incredibly shocking. They contract out with a company called, I think it's called FC3, I think they're called, that runs this whole thing for them. They don't have these, you know, the FC3 creates the mailers and sends out the mailers and all that. Well, FC3, it turns back, had contracted with Cambridge Analytica to do data mining, meaning they use their skills to look at publicly available information and develop lists of voters who are gun control or gun owners and would be receptive to the gun vote message. And then FC3 sends all that information out, uses that information to send out its pro-gun mailing. That's apparently what Donnie Dick is using to smear the NSSF as somehow compiling an illegal gun registry. So it appears that he's attempting his own little October surprise effort here with Democrats looking at bleak polling numbers and literally millions of brand new gun owners in the last couple of years who are going to be receptive to protecting their gun rights and voting for candidates who will do exactly that.
So he's as smart as he is honest, I guess.
Pretty much, yeah, exactly.
You know, anytime right now, I may give up this whole business of show and just go into business selling never used but various gun locks, because I have a vast array of gun locks that come. And, you know, you point this out. I never returned the warranty card. I grab the gun, the magazines, and slam it shut. That's it. That's
exactly
all.
As I pointed out in the article, that was, by compiling warranty data would be a really poor way of putting together any kind of a gun registry, because only a tiny percentage of people who buy guns actually turn those things in to gun makers. So you'd only be hoovering up a fraction of the gun owners in this company if you're relying on that to create your gun registry.
I'm trying to think of anybody I know who actually gets that stuff and sends it in. I go looking for stickers because I have like this refrigerator behind me that is full of beer that I haven't. It should be very cold because it's been sitting there for about like 3 months. But I'm trying to cover it up in stickers. And if it's got a sticker, I'll grab a sticker. If there's one of those spare magazines, I don't get the cleaning brush. I don't get the lock. I don't get the magazine loader. I get the gun, the magazines, a sticker if there's one in there, and boom, I box closed and it goes in the stack of boxes. I have a stack of boxes and never used even once gun locks.
I think pretty much all of us who have any number of guns at all has a drawer or a box or something like that filled with the gun locks that come with every gun we buy. Gosh. That's a lot of material. It's a lot of weight. You make a pretty good boat anchor, I guess.
Can you imagine who the gun... let's go into business making gun locks.
Yeah, I don't know who makes those for
they don't even have to work. They just have to fit into a plastic bag and look like a lock, because I don't know anybody that uses one of those.
I don't know either. I've tried a couple of them, you know, just to see if they work, and they do seem to work. I don't know how strong they are, but they do seem to work. I don't know who makes those, but I'm sure they're doing well. Think about how many guns have been sold in the last few years in this country. Every one of them comes with one.
When you start thinking about things in scale, it just tears you up when you think about, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is that. Whoever came up with that he's sitting on the same beach as the guy who came up with the little umbrella to go in to drink. And they're both getting quarterly checks for not really, you know, they haven't really contributed to the human race or mankind, but man, are they making bank. So.
Yeah, they're doing very well.
And Senator Blumenthal thought this would be the way to go to gather data, and that the NSSF would want to gather data.
Yeah, they're trying to smear them as hypocrites because the NSSF has come out against, of course, illegal registries and said that private companies are doing the same, like banks and all that, are
right.
going to be examining gun purchases. That's dangerous. So, no, the NSSF is not creating an illegal gun registry, no matter what your local senator may be telling you.
One day you should do an article about the complete ineptitude of any of these politicians when they get out there and they want to talk about guns. Because the majority of them have no idea what they're talking about. Even if they're pro-2A, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, we've written about that before, and it's an ongoing joke. Most of them, they can't distinguish between an automatic rifle and a semi-automatic rifle.
Right.
You know, these are the people who think pistol grips on a rifle are somehow inherently dangerous. And keeping you from putting your thumb around a pistol grip in California will somehow make a rifle less lethal. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. And to anyone who knows even the basics of about firearms, it's just jaw-dropping.
We're out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today. Truthaboutguns.com, Dan Zimmerman, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.